Stop 19, The Tunnel and Shaft. And to explain these, when we began this walk, we were standing at the chasm where the Eureka Reef had been removed from the sandstone. Well, if you followed that reef over the hill, you'd come to where we are now. If you look to the hill behind, you can see the reef continuing to the south. This tunnel and shaft were dug here to mine the reef from below. Using the Cornish terms, this tunnel is called an adit. It goes in for 150 metres, then a stope, or a vertical shaft, leads up to the reef. The shaft on your left, under the tripod, goes down vertical and then horizontal, trying to find a deeper incarnation of the Eureka Reef. Built in the 1950s, these shafts produced very little gold. But ironically, given that gold mining destroyed so much natural habitat, the adit is now the roosting site for a rare bat called, oddly, the common bentwing bat. This tunnel is one of only two caves in Victoria with the correct temperature and humidity for bentwings to rear their young. And at breeding time, they fly to here from hundreds of kilometres away. To the Jarrah people, these bats are called Yarranmiluwit. And I asked Brian Nelson if he could tell us something about Yarranmiluwit.
Yes, believe that they were a friendly bat. When people were coming home late, in the evening, late and dark, and tend to get lost, half drunk or just got lost, the bat would dart in and out and round about. Apparently the bat showed them the way home, safety. That's when the bat kept turning that way, you know, doing his loop and swerving, turning that way. A few times, oh, we'll go this way. Bat's going there, so he's coaxing us. Yeah, and that was, the bat was safety, and I never read anything about Aboriginals ever killing him or eating him, because they were valued friendship, showing them the way home in the dark.
That was Jarrah Elder, Brian Nelson, and there's one more stop. Stop 20, a ruined cottage. To get there, follow the track on 200 metres. You'll find the ruins on the left, just before the coppiced red iron bark we saw earlier in the walk. When you get there, start again at track 20.